Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. This episode, we're going to get into the business side of things, and particularly your business and marketing foundation, really building your business on a solid rock and making sure you have a strong and firm foundation for your business, which actually really helps you to be more effective and efficient when it comes to marketing your business. So marketing is definitely a subject that I love. It's what I teach on. It's what I've been in for many years. Since I graduated from college, I've really mainly been into marketing. So I love to talk about marketing. And of course, I love to talk about faith. And that's exactly what this podcast is. It's about faith and business. And this particular episode is about business and marketing foundation. So before we get started into, I think I'm going to share probably four key things that need to be in the foundation of your business and your marketing. But I always love to start off with scripture, right? To get a perspective of God's word and what God says about a particular subject and how we can apply it to our business. So the scripture that really came up when I was thinking about this episode as we focus on the business side of things is actually coming from Matthew chapter 7. Verses 24 through 27. That's Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And I'm going to read the English Standard Version for you guys. So Matthew chapter 7, 24 through 27 reads, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." So this analogy that Jesus is sharing about building your house on the rock, I really feel we can apply it to business. No matter what we're building in life, you know, whether we're building a house or building a business, these are key things and principles that we need to think about in this scripture, Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. So the first thing that the scripture says is everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So rock is steady. Rock is firm. Rock is solid. Rock does not move with the seasons. Rock does not move with the environment. It's really solid, right? So God is telling us in this first verse that when we're building, we have to build on something that's solid, right? And he is solid. God's word is solid. God's Bible is solid. God is solid. So anything we're building should be built on that solid rock of God. Because here's the thing, circumstances will happen. And that's what happens in the next verse. It says, "And the rain fell, the floods came, and the wind blew, and it beat on that house. But it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock." So rain falling, floods coming, winds beating, are just all circumstances that we're going to have to endure and go through in life and in business. You know, we're going to have times where things are going to get rough. We're going to have times where we don't have the clients, where we don't have the money in our bank account. Those are the seasons of rain. We may have times where we feel like we're sinking, right? Like we're going underwater, where circumstances feel like it's above our head and above our means, right? and things are just kind of beating us up in a way. So when you're in that scenario of going through a situation, an experience, a circumstance where it's negative, right? It feels negative with the rain, it feels negative with the flood, it feels negative when the winds are beating at your house. But here's the key thing in the scripture that it says, that house did not fall. The house did not fall because it was founded on that rock. So that's the key part, because it was founded on the rock. So again, if we replace house with business, a business will not fail. The business will not fall because it's founded on God. It's founded on a solid rock. The second part of the verse says, and everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. So the comparison in this scripture version is rock versus sand. And we know sand, once we put our feet on the sand, if you're on the beach and you're walking in the sand, it's difficult to walk on the sand because it's forever shifting. It's not solid, right? The sand shifts. And if you build a sand castle at the beach, if a wave comes, it's going to knock over the sand castle easily because it's not solid, right? So we don't want to build our business, just like it's saying we don't want to build our house. We don't want to build our business on something that's not solid, right? Because even in the situation where this particular foolish man built his house on sand, the rain still fell, the flood still came, and the wind still blew. So how you build it, it doesn't matter that the circumstances are going to be the same, right? If you're building on a rock, you're still going to experience floods, winds, rain. If you're building on sand, you're still going to experience rain, floods, and the wind. The environment or circumstances don't change because one is built on a rock and one is built on a sand. It's how you endure, it's how you weather, it's whether you succeed or you fail. That will be the result of what you built your business on. So I want us, as we talk about today, building your business on a solid rock, and particularly your business and marketing foundation, I want to use Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27 that we just read as our anchor scripture, because the four things that I'm going to be sharing with you today are really those key rock things, solid things that you build a business on. So what are the solid things that you build a business on and is really your marketing foundation? Number one is your purpose. Knowing your why you are in business and why you do the things that you do. I always refer to and talk about the book Start With Why by Simon Sinek. It's such a powerful book. I've read the book, and there's also a TEDx talk about starting with why. And basically, what Simon Sinek talks about is that a lot of people buy from organizations and companies not because of what they sell or how they even sell it, but why they sell it. Why, the why behind the business, not even the what or how. So understanding your why in your business is going to be key, because that's going to be key to your marketing message and communicating that to others. And sometimes we start off with a simple why. A lot of times I hear people say they start their business because they want to help. They want to help XYZ to achieve ABC, right? That's why they started, and the purpose of their business and the intent of their business is. But you have to go a little bit deeper than that surface level of just helping ABC do XYZ. Why is that important to you? Is it the impact that when you help these people do ABC, how that's going to impact their family, how that's going to impact the country? And then if it impacts the country, why is it important to impact the country? Maybe it's because the country's in a bad state and they don't, understand what ABC is all about. So it's causing a real uproar in the country or even in the world. And if this is an issue in the world, why is that important? So really going deep into the why and not just stopping at your surface level why, but really figuring out, what that root level of why is for you and for your business is going to be key to your messaging when it comes to your marketing and really the foundation of your business. So start with why and go five levels deep into what your particular why is for your business. And I'll share an example with my business just so you guys can have a practical example of why. And then I'll also share a biblical example. So for my business, I list my why and why it was founded, was to really make it simple and easy for business owners to succeed and make a difference in the marketplace. My business is really about making it simple and easy for business owners to succeed and make a difference in the marketplace. And if you think about biblically, one of the main characters that we read about in the New Testament is Jesus. You know, what was his why? What was his purpose? What was his intent? When God sent Jesus down to the earth, what was the whole why and reason was for him to be our savior, for him to save us from ourselves, from our sinful self. We needed a savior. So the why behind Jesus coming to earth in a fleshly form, the word in the flesh, was to be a savior, to die for our sins, and to offer salvation to people who believe in Jesus Christ. So that was the big why of Jesus and his mission, right? Or his purpose, I should say. So really think about it for your business. You know, I want, as we go through each one of these foundational pieces for your business and for your marketing, to think about it. And even if you have like a journal close by or something to write with close by, journal down what your first thoughts are, and then always go back and go deeper. Like I said, take it five levels deeper to really get to the root of your why, because knowing your why, articulating your why, sharing your why with your audience is going to make the biggest difference when it comes to your marketing, when it helps you to really stand on a solid rock when it comes to building your business. Because when the frustration of business comes, when things aren't working the way that's supposed to be, you have to go back to your why. You know, go back to your why and think about why did I start this business in the first place? And when your why is strong, it allows you to sustain, it allows you to pursue, it allows you to persevere, right? So that's why is one of the keys to your business and marketing foundation, and your purpose is step number one. All right. So once we've established the purpose, the why, the intent of your business, the next thing to get really clear about is vision. You know, biblically, it says, where our people have no vision, they will perish. And I should probably look at no vision, you people perish. So I can at least give you guys the scripture that it comes from. And the scripture that it comes from is Proverbs 29, verse 18. Proverbs 29, verse 18, King James Version reads, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So vision is important. If you don't want, and if we replace the word people to business, right? Since we're talking about business, where there is no vision, the business will perish or the business will fail. So vision, again, is another foundational piece that you really need to establish in order to succeed in business and in order to succeed in your marketing, is understanding your vision. And one of the biblical examples that I love for vision is Abraham. That is such a great example in the Bible where Jesus says to Abraham that, you know, the vision that God has given him is to have descendants as many as the stars in the sky, right? Imagine looking up in the sky and seeing all the stars and God saying that you will have as many descendants as that, as the stars in the sky, endless, basically unlimited, right? And at the time, what's so great about this story, Abraham had no child, zero. In the natural, it seemed impossible for that vision to come to fruition because he had no child. Not only did he have no child, but he was old. He was old. Sarah was old. It was impossible in the natural. And that's where God steps in, right? God steps in and gives us this amazing big vision. And it's impossible for us in the natural, but we have to partner up with God for the supernatural miracle to happen. So it's the same for us. It's not limited to Abraham's vision. With us too, God has given us a big vision. It's something that may even seem impossible on our own and in our own strength. But when we partner up with God, it goes from impossible to possible. So really tapping into God's vision for your business and that future forecast, because usually the vision isn't something that happens overnight. When Abraham was given that vision by God, he didn't have kids the next day, right? It was still a process. It was still a journey. It still took a minute for him to reach that fruition of the vision. So when God gives us this big vision, whatever that big vision is for you, know that it's going to take a while. It's not going to happen overnight. So you have to hold on tight to the vision, no matter what the circumstances that look, like it said, the circumstances of wind and rain and all the things that will happen. You have to hold tight to the vision and trust and believe the vision that God has given you. So that is number two. Number one was purpose. Number two is vision when it comes to your business and marketing foundation. The third thing that you really have to focus on and establish and get clear on is your mission. It's really that daily action. Last episode, we talked about faith without works is dead. Faith requires action. And a large part of your action is the mission that God has given you. What is that key mission, that action that God has given you? And I love giving a mission example of Jesus, right? We know what Jesus' mission was while he was here on earth. So this is how purpose and mission is different. We know Jesus' purpose and the intent and the why is for him to be our savior, to save us from our sins, and to offer us salvation through believing in him. That was his purpose coming here on earth and dying, right? That was the purpose of Jesus. But his mission while he's here on earth, the action, the things that he was doing while he was here, his mission was teaching, preaching, and teaching, preaching, and healing, right? So everywhere that we see Jesus in the Bible, he's always doing one of the three things: teaching, preaching, and healing. So really think and get clear about what your mission is. What is that mission God has put in your heart for the marketplace? As a business owner, as an entrepreneur, what is that big mission that God has placed on you, right? So I'll give you an example with my business. The mission really is to help our clients to get clarity, consistency, and confidence about their mission, message, and marketing so they can make the biggest impact in the marketplace. So my activities include, how can I help people to get clear? How can I help people to be consistent? How can I help people to be confident, in particular, about their mission, message, and marketing? Because that's when they can make the biggest impact in the marketplace for God's glory, right? For God's glory at the end of it all. So that is the mission of my business. So think about it. Again, if you have a journal, if you have a paper, if you have something close by, jot down what the Holy Spirit puts in your spirit for your mission. If you don't already have a mission statement written, this again is your time to use this episode to work through these key foundational things and write something down. When I go through intensives with my clients and we go through these things together, I always tell them this is a living document. You go back to it consistently every 90 days, every 6 months. Check in with your purpose, check in with your mission, check in with your vision. Make sure nothing has shifted or changed, because things can change with the season. But remember, we are building on a rock. It's solid when we get all this instruction and direction from God. So when we're getting our instruction from God around our purpose, when we get instruction from God around our vision, and we get instruction from God around our mission, then we're building on a solid rock. We're building our business on a solid foundation. So the fourth and final key thing when it comes to your business and marketing foundation is your calling. So when I refer to calling, it's specifically who you are called to serve with your business, right? Who are you called to serve with your business? A lot of times I hear people say, I want to help everyone. My products or services for everyone. I don't want to leave anyone out. I don't want to niche myself down and lose sales, right? So a lot of times in the marketing terminology, you hear things like niching or choosing a target audience. But I believe as believers in business, as women of faith and men of faith in business, it's more than just picking a niche. It's more than just selecting a target market. It's actually, again, seeking from God, hearing from God as to who are you called to serve? Not just who you think in your head would make a good audience, who you think in your head will purchase your product, but who has God placed in your heart Who has God placed in your heart to serve? Who has God placed in your heart to reach, right? I love the story of Jonah because it's an example of doing it wrong, right? So God has placed or given him instruction in his heart to go to the city of Nineveh and preach to those people, to reach those people. But he doesn't really like those people. It wasn't people that he would have chosen himself. If he was being logical and he thought from his head, he probably, wouldn't have chosen those particular people. But God placed it in his heart and gave him specific direction to go to Nineveh and to preach to those particular people. But because he really wasn't aligned with what God placed in his heart, he ran away from the assignment. We all know the story about Jonah and the whale. He ran away from the assignment and did his own thing. And God ended up, getting back to him and getting him still on his way assignment-wise. But Jonah is an example of having a specific assignment, having a specific group of people that you're called to. You can even look at examples of Peter. Peter is called to the Jews, right? Peter is called to the Jews. Paul is called to the Gentiles. Jesus is called to the lost sheep of Israel. In the Bible, there are so many examples of individuals that are called to a specific group. So why are we called to a specific group? Number one, because we know the needs of that specific group. We can really tailor the solutions to what they need. Paul was talking to the Gentiles because Gentiles needed to understand how to build the church, how to get along as people. This was all new to them, becoming believers and following Christ was a new thing for the Gentiles. So Paul had to really understand the Gentiles and what the Gentiles needed, just like Peter had to really understand the Jews and, teach the Jews about the importance of now they have the ability to interact with the Gentiles, which was a new thought process that the Jews weren't thinking about before. That was a solution or something that Peter had to understand about that group of people. So that's why it really is important, again, not to say I'm serving a niche or serving a target market, but really understanding who God has called you to serve. So again, if you have a journal, if you have a paper, I encourage you for this episode to write down these things as we go through these foundational pieces. Your business and marketing foundation. Write down these things for yourself. Write it down. Use this as an opportunity to create your foundational document for your business that you can go back to, something that you can continuously visit, and a key piece of your marketing effort. So, just as a quick recap, let's talk about the four key things that your business that are included in your business and marketing foundation. Number one is your why, your purpose, writing down a purpose statement and understanding your purpose. Number two is your vision, truly tapping into God's vision for your business to make a world of difference. Number three is your mission, that daily action that you're going to take in order to reach your vision. And number four is your calling. Who are you called to serve? Who has God assigned to you as a part of your assignment? Now, I'll add a bonus. I'll just say that a fifth thing that I help my clients with, and that's kind of important and could be a part of your foundation, is your values, your core values, really thinking through what is it that I stand for? In the marketplace, if someone was to say you stand for XYZ, what would that be? An example of a business that a lot of us here in the United States can relate to or know of is Chick-fil-A. So we know that Chick-fil-A closes on Sunday here in the United States because they stand for a day of rest for their employees. And even though other restaurants are open, fast food restaurants are open on Sunday, they've taken a stand and they have the value of putting family first. And the way that they show that value is by closing on Sunday for a day of rest for their employees. So that is a core value for Chick-fil-A. So having a list of core values for your company, for your organization, is also a key foundational thing for your business. So you can even add that in as a bonus fifth thing that you can put in that document for your business. So this episode has been all about business here on the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. We do have to focus on, the strategic side of things, the business side of things, in addition to faith. So I wanted to use this episode just to really talk to you and share with you about your foundation, building on that solid rock. As we said, the anchor scripture is ch Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27, which really is about building your house on solid rock and not building it on sand, or building your business on solid rock and not building it on sand. And the way that we, as believers in business, as women of faith, as entrepreneurs, the way that we build on the rock is really to hear from God on these core foundational pieces: our purpose, our vision, our mission, our calling, and then the bonus one was our core values. So my prayer and my hope is always that these episodes offer up some type of insight for you, some revelation, some ahas, maybe even possible a breakthrough with what you need for your business. Want to build your business on a solid foundation? Want to map out all of the marketing activities that you need to do to grow your business? Well, I have a solution for you. It's the Best Marketing Planner, a 90-day plan to grow your business. You can get it today at nadinemullings.com/planner. nadinemullings.com/planner. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.